Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ruben Gomez. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. And now, play ball. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell takes first base on ball four. Lockman moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Lockman moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockman scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Thomas and he is safe. Temple steals second. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook takes first base on ball four. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell bunts in front of the plate. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. Hook moves to second. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Temple tags and scores. Two outs. It's Giants, 1, Reds, 1. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer strikes out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Nuxhall, and towards McMillan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and has Burgess trapped. There's the throw to O'Connell and over to Virgil, who tags Burgess for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMillan scores. Nuxhall moves to third. It's 2-1, Reds. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to home to get Nuxhall. Temple moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is called out on strikes. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Connell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Mays reaches second base with a double. O'Connell goes all the way around to score. It's Giants, 2, Reds, 2. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nuxhall strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds 2. The Giants will come to bat. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Mays reaches second base with a double. Lockman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Giants. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Mays steals third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Bell throws the ball into Hoke, who tags Thompson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mays scores. It's 5-2, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thompson. Bell reaches second base with a double. Hoke moves to third. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Crow hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Hoke scores. Bell scores. It's 5-4, Giants. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Burgess hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's Giants, 5, Reds, 5. Stu Miller now pitching. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Burgess moves to third. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 5. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Sauer moves to third. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sauer scores. Spencer scores. It's 7-5, Giants. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Virgil. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Virgil steals second. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jeffcoat. Robinson fumbles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Virgil scores. Thomas goes all the way around to score. Miller moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-5, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. It's 10-5, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-5, Giants. Art Fowler now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Spencer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Reds 5. The Giants will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Virgil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Virgil moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil scores. Miller moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-5, Giants. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. Lockman moves to second. It's 14-5, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post, who is chasing the ball. Mays reaches third base with a triple. Lockman scores. O'Connell goes all the way around to score. It's 16-5, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 17-5, Giants. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Burgess settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 17, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Dusty Rhodes now playing left field. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Wison and pinch runs for Gus Bell. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 17, and the Reds 5. The Giants will come to bat. Pete Wisenant now playing center field. Jerry Lynch now catching. Bobby Henrich now playing shortstop. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Virgil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lynch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 17, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-3 in the game. Post hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thompson who is chasing the ball. Post reaches third base with a triple. Lynch goes all the way around to score. It's 17-6 Giants. Bobby Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Post tags and scores. One out. It's 17-7, Giants. Art Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-1 in the game. Fowler hits a fly ball into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 17, and the Reds 7. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Lynch and he is safe. Mays steals second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Thompson hits a line drive into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Henrik scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 17, and the Reds 7. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoke hits a fly ball into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowe is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Crowe hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 17, and Cincinnati Reds, 7. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.